This is Living the RV Dream, episode 63 for Friday, July 6, 2018.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers, hello, freedom seekers, hello, happy Friday, and welcome to another week and another month. Yeah, it's July, my birthday month, so yeah, 47 feels the same as 46, to be honest. And to be honest, today I don't have a lot to talk about. It's been a busy week, you know. It's been a busy technological week, and also in terms of working on videos, I've been finishing the trip that I did with mom a couple of months ago when we went to Kentucky. I just finished editing the video of the Smoky Mountains National Park in Gatlinburg, and I think you guys are going to enjoy that one a lot. That's coming out on Sunday, came out on Wednesday for the patrons. So if you wanna get to see my videos earlier than the rest of the world, just go to patreon.com/travelingrobert and you get a bunch of benefits depending on what level place you get. But And that way you support the work that I do, especially the podcast, which right now it's a labor of love, if you will. Anyway, that's one of the things that I've been doing. And then I've been busy technologically wise and making a drastic change that, like the one I am making right now. It's a little stressful, you know, first world problems. So anyway, it's a little stressful for a person like me who depends so much on technology. It could be an addiction. I don't know. Sometimes when I go on trips and I go to one of these places where we don't have internet, and I think they turn it off on purpose at some of the state parks and national parks, just so you commune with nature. I get a little bit of a withdrawal, but in the end, you know, you get to enjoy the place where you're at a lot more if you're not constantly checking your Instagram feed or trying to post something. But anyways, as I said last week, I'm switching from Apple Macintosh operating system, which I've been using for the better part of the past decade. I'm going back to Windows, and let me tell you, I like it. Windows has come a long way since the days of Windows XP and Vista. It seems very solid operating system. It has a lot of you know, it's a lot easier to use than it used to be, and it feels like Apple has fallen behind in more than one way, hardware and software wise. And I'm in the process of learning, and it's like learning a new language. I'm learning to edit my videos using Adobe Premiere Pro CC, and let me tell you, in the end, it's going to end up being a little more expensive in the long run than the final cut that I've been using. But there's so much. This software is so deep in features and also in the speed at which you can edit. If you really get to learn all the keyboard shortcuts, and that's what I'm trying to do. This time, with Final Cut, the previous software that I used to use to edit the videos, I pretty much learned on the go. And if I didn't know how to do something, I would, you know, search for it on YouTube. But in this case, nothing beats, you know, taking a course. I'm actually taking a class with someone. It's an online class. I'm not really interacting with a professor, but there's something to be said for someone who teaches you step by step, and you learn how to do things right the first time, you know, and you don't get any you know, bad habits and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be a good experience, and you're going, the first video that I'm going to edit with the new system is probably going to be a recent trip to Europe, and I'm going to divide that into several parts. Of course, the first episode is going to be our trip to Oslo, our delayed flight, how we missed our connecting flight and ended up spending a few hours in Oslo. Not by mistake, but unexpectedly, and it was a pleasant surprise to fit yet another city into our trip. And then the second episode is going to be pretty much just Helsinki. I'm not going to talk much about the RV. And then on the third episode, I'm going to do again a quick tour of our European motorhome, and then, you know, head out there on the way. We got to meet some subscribers, some viewers. Of course, we had got to hang out with my host, you know, the guy who invited me to Finland. Petri Vähäkangas is his name, and he lives in this town called Varkaus, which is a rather small town, even a little bit industrial, but it is in this area with all these beautiful lakes. I got to fly the drone there, and it's a really great trip. And of course, I've gotten to that age that I probably repeat myself a lot, and I'm sure I've told you all about this trip already. And if you follow me on Instagram, you saw all those pictures with which I'm going to repost some of them as I edit those videos. Of course, from my friend's town, we drove all the way north to the northernmost areas of Finland. Which it was, I wouldn't say disappointed, but what happened is at this time of the year, it's still not the high season. So a lot of the restaurants or places I wanted to visit were still not open for business. Besides, I tried to, it's my own fault also that I tried to pack too much in a 2 week time period. But who knows when I'm going to go back to Finland and this area of the world. So I wanted to drive to the northernmost point of continental Europe, which is in the North Cape in Norway, and we got to do that. And then it didn't help that it rained straight for 5 days in a row while we were in the most beautiful parts of Norway. Maybe not the most beautiful, but a very beautiful and remote area of Norway. And it didn't help that it wouldn't stop raining and the weather was bad. But I haven't even looked at my footage at all of it, but I'm sure... great videos are going to come out of that. Well, enough of that introduction. And let me get to some of the mail that I've gotten this week, which is not a whole lot. I guess you guys have been shy lately. But I've got a mail from Sandy Arcari, or Arcari. I never know how to pronounce names sometimes. And she says, "Hi, Robert. We really enjoy your podcasts and keep up the good work. Any chance of getting John and Kathy Huggins to do a guest spot? I'm sure lots of people will enjoy that. Happy camping." And she sent me this email like 5 or 6 days ago, and I just read it today. You know, so usually before I record a podcast, I go through all the emails that might be related, and this is one of them. And I did answer them and promised to contact John, but I haven't done it. It's been such a busy week that I forgot. But I'm gonna get in touch with John and see if he and Kathy are available to do a guest appearance here on the podcast. That would be great, because I miss hearing their voices too. You know, I used to be, before I took over this podcast took over the name, and you guys, the Living the RV Dream with Traveling Robert was originally how I differentiated it. Before that, I used to be a fan. I used to listen to them every single week. And especially when they talked about different places where they traveled, I want to find out if John is finally going to make that book about Arizona, because I would love to buy it. Arizona, it's definitely one of my favorite states, and you know, they've traveled so much more extensively in their 11 years full timing that. Yeah, I would love to hear their perspective. So I'm gonna see if I can get in touch with them. Another one from Michael. And he says, "I've really enjoyed your YouTube channel covering your travels. It helps to influence me on my travels with my wife. In our RV, we have a Rockwood Roo 21BD hybrid, and much like yourself, we have a great time exploring our outstanding country. Just returned from a 2 week trip to Dayton, Ohio, the National US Air Force Museum, Richmond, Indiana, Nashville, Indiana, for a bluegrass festival." I love bluegrass music, by the way. "And the Nashville, Tennessee, on the journey back home to the Daytona Beach, Florida area. Thanks again for sharing, and I look forward to the future adventures." And I look forward, I'm going to write some of this down, because I might extend my trip to Ohio. I'm going like in early September. I'm going north. I want to go to the Hershey, Pennsylvania RV show, and then, you know, go up the eastern seaboard all the way to Maine, maybe even into Canada. That's the plan anyways. Yeah, well, I always wanted to see the Bay of Fundy and the high tides, and then, you know, that's in Canada. So while I'm in Canada, I explore a little bit of Quebec. I might make it all the way west to Montreal, but I don't know. And then come down into Vermont and New Hampshire, and I was thinking of going west from there, and I'm just going, you know, upstate New York and around the Great Lakes, until winter catches up with me, or until I really have to head back, because I have to get back in Miami in early November. I have a music gig that I already committed myself to. So anyways, I wouldn't want to be away from home and family for that long. So I'm going to definitely check out that. If I make it to Dayton, Ohio, I'm going to check out that National Air Force Museum. It sounds very, very interesting. Now, for that's all the mail I've got, by the way, just those two emails, unless I missed something, which is totally possible. So, by the way, if you want to be heard on the podcast, or if you have any questions that you want answered, the address is robert@travelingrobert.com. If you are from outside the United States, it's Traveling Robert with the American spelling, with only one L, because I know in Canada, in the UK, and pretty much everywhere around the world, they spell traveling with two L's. You know, it's an American thing. We like to do things different, and we spell traveling with one L, and still use miles and Fahrenheit degrees, and that's not going to change anytime soon. So that's that. And now I have a destination of the week, and I thought I would make up one of these lists, you know, which for the most part are bogus. If you think about it, it's probably just a bunch of guys at Travel and Leisure in a boardroom coming up with a list of the top five cities to visit this summer. Well, I'm going to give you my top five beaches to visit this summer. And since it is July, it is a beach. I was going to go to the beach today, actually, but it's a little late. I might not have time. It's 10:30 in the morning as I recording this on Thursday. You're going to hear it tomorrow morning, of course. But you know what happens here in Miami, and I'm going on a tangent, and if you listen to my podcast, you should be used to that by now. The weather here in South Florida in the summer is great. You know, it's warm in the morning. It's usually sunny in the mid-morning until around noonish. It depends on the day. It gets extremely warm after noon. It never really goes into the hundreds. It goes into the high 80s, 90s, but it feels like over 100 because of all the humidity. And then in the afternoon, we get a thunderstorm. So you kind of, if you want to go to the beach, you got to time it right. And if it gets too late, you know, you might as well not go, because you're going to get that afternoon thunderstorm that we get this time of the year until late August, September. It's pretty much like that every day. So anyway, going back, my top five beaches that I just came up with this morning, and they are kind of sort of my favorite. And at number five, I'm going to put Miami Beach. And just because it is right here next to me, and because of everything that surrounds it. And last week I talked a little bit about Miami Beach. It's not the greatest beach. In fact, a lot of it is artificial. I think it's a lot of sand that they have brought from the Bahamas. I have no evidence of that, but I've heard the rumors that it's not the greatest beach per se. Sometimes it is dirty, sometimes it has all these algae, sometimes, you know, but then again, it's South Beach, and you have the Art Deco historic district right there, and on the Ocean Drive, which is the avenue closest to the ocean. It's still like a quarter mile away from the water, but because you have this huge park, Lumos Park, right there. It's lined with restaurants and bars and shopping, and you know, it's a thing. If you come to Miami Beach, you have to do Ocean Drive from 5th to 15th Street. Just walk it up and down, and you know, I've been doing that since my early 20s. Yeah, Miami Beach used to be where we went to party back in our youth. I'm talking early 90s. And had all the clubs in Washington Avenue, good times. It has changed a bit, and I don't go quite as often as I used to. But you know, it's nice. And if I get time today or tomorrow or one of these days, you know, before the summer ends, I want to go a couple of times to Miami Beach. And yeah, it's a good beach for that. Everything extremely expensive. So if you're price sensitive, you know, you don't get the sticker shock. Now, how do you call it? Is it the sticker shock or the check shock? You know, if you get a beer at the Clevelander, it's gonna be $8-$10 for a beer. So you know, be ready for that. Number four beach, and this doesn't really count because I didn't actually bathe in the water. But I went there, and it's very nice. It's one of the, if not the widest sands in the United States, and that is Siesta Key, and it is in the Sarasota area, and it is considered the best. It's being voted the best beach in the United States. I don't know if I totally agree with that. It's fine. It's a nice beach, but I mean, textbook, yeah, it is a beautiful, white, clean sand and the slope going to the water, the colors. And of course, it's Florida, the climate, you know, is usually good. I don't know if I liked the area that much. I was only there in passing, but I think it's worth mentioning. And it's one of those beaches in Florida that, you know, it's in the list that I want to make it there at some point. Number three, and that's one of the most recent beaches I've been to, and I didn't go into the water either, but I thought it was the ambience and everything else was very emblematic of the area, and that's Oceanside, California, because it kind of has the same similar vibe to almost to Venice or Santa Monica in that sense, you know, the tall skinny palm trees. But it has a very, very cool vibe, Oceanside. And of course, there's the house where they filmed Top Gun, one of my favorite movies. And once in a while, you get a you know, military helicopter going, you know, coming or going from Pendleton. What is it? Fort Pendleton, the military base. And I liked it a lot. And they make all these drawings on the sand, and there's a bunch of restaurants, and you know, it's California, like enough said. And now for number two, and this is another beach in Florida. Of course, most of the beaches are in Florida. This is one of my favorite beaches. Also, is Clearwater, and the town of Clearwater is beautiful. It's very close to Tampa. And Clearwater Beach has this pier and a bunch of tiki bars and restaurants, and it's white sands. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And as far as beaches go, number two. And you're really close to St. Pete. And in Clearwater, maybe I should include that whole area from like Dunedin all the way south to St. Petersburg Beach, because it's pretty much nonstop beach. So, but let's just call it Clearwater for now. Number one, and my number one beach, and if you watch my videos and if you've heard me before, you know which one that is. That is Destin, Florida. Hands down, in my opinion, best beach north of the Caribbean here in the United States. And I'm going to call it the whole area pretty much from Destin to Panama City, although they are different. But it's the same stretch of beach. You know, Panama City is a little more the party scene. Destin is a little, perhaps a little more upscale. And then where I stayed, Miramar, it's all part of the same thing. I stayed at Miramar at Camp Golf, which is the most expensive campground I've ever stayed at. It was over $200 a night. But I had an oceanfront site, you know, like it was amazing. It was a dream come true. But then Destin, and of course you have the town, and in my opinion, probably the best combination restaurants that I found, because you know, you've got the tiki bars. They still have almost that Florida Keys feeling, but then it has also a little bit of a southern vibe to it, and a little bit of the Cajun influence in the food, since we are so close to that area, you know, the Alabama shore and the Mississippi shore and New Orleans. So yeah, Destin, hands down my favorite beach. You go check it out. Now, as a conclusion, I don't really have any news or tips of the week this week, because as I said at the beginning, it's been one of those weeks that I've been studying, I've been, you know, getting familiar with new technology, and I haven't done much research at all. But I'm going to mention Nomad News, you know, which is it's what's clogging the tubes, the YouTubes, the stories from nomads that I'm following online. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, everybody seems to be going to Alaska. You know, the motorhome experiment, Paul and Lorena are underway. Less Junk, More Journey, Nathan and Marisa and Little Hensley, they're on the way too. And also Keep Your Daydream. Just the three of them, you know, if you follow them, Tori is off to college, and the older boy is going to military college sort of thing. But they're going to Alaska as well, and it would be cool if they all like did a meetup, you know, because they all at different stages. You know, us YouTubers, it's usually not live. When you see the video, is probably weeks or sometimes months after the fact. So I don't know exactly where they all are in real life, but it would be cool to see. I'm telling you, I would love to be on my way to Alaska right now as well, but that will be probably not next year or the year after. I'll be honest, for a trip to Alaska, I would like to have a better tow vehicle, or already be moved to a motorized small RV, but we'll see. If Kia holds up, if old Kia holds up, I might take her on a road trip to Alaska, and I'm sure it's going to be fun. What's the worst that could happen, you know? I don't know if Good Sam works in the middle of the Alcan, but we'll find out. And that's about it for the Nomad News. Oh, Eric, you know, everybody follows Eric, right? Nomadic Fanatic, and he's got all this new gear. He just got, it's actually kind of funny, because he got this big camera, and now he got one of these stabilizing gimbals, and that whole setup must weigh like 50 pounds. He's gonna develop some muscles just holding the camera and talking into it. It looks great, but we'll see. Sometimes less is more, and I prefer sometimes a more simple approach. Some people make great videos just with an iPhone, so we'll see. As a conclusion, I mentioned Good Sam. If just in case you don't know, I'm an affiliate with Good Sam. So if you go to travelingrobert.com/GoodSam, I get a little commission if you decide to go for it. And it is a great service. It's actually the only one that I'm using right now, since I am not a full timer. You get like 5 cents off at Pilot and Flying J gas stations, and a lot of places, including Camping World, they give you discounts. So check out Good Sam. And also Techno RV. I'm an affiliate with Techno RV now as well, and they're, you know, Eric and Tammy Johnson, that's their company, and they sell all this type of gear, you know, electronic gear for your RV, be it a tire pressure monitoring system or a Wi-Fi ranger, you know, to get internet on the road, and they will give you really good support. And check them out at travelingrobert.com/technorv, TechnoRV. Of course, as a conclusion, this is while we're plugging things, you know, I have a CD for sale with all the music from my travels, from my videos, all the music that I have composed lately, and so some of them are even the stuff that I did at the beginning. So with that, check it out at freeinmyrv.com. That takes you to my website, and over there I have CDs, stickers, t-shirts, all kinds of stuff. Until the next time, thank you so much for listening. I am Traveling Robert Morales, your host. Until next week, thank you for listening, and see you on the road living the RV dream. Loving the RV lifestyle, of course. And of course, free, because RVs bring us freedom. Free in our RV. And I haven't done this in a while, but we're going to finish with the song of the week, which I used to do it. This is called Total Eclipse of the Sun. And I wrote it last August when we went to see the total solar eclipse in Kentucky. The Great American Eclipse of 2018, as they called it.